Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another podcast. I'm Christina Vogt, Assistant Editor for Consultant360.com. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Sharon Free, who is a family nurse practitioner, professor, and Associate Dean for Research, Faculty Development, and Evaluation Administration at the University of South Alabama College of Nursing. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Free.
Thank you for having me. I'm really privileged to share with you today just the concept of really creating a healthy, happy home for children. A lot of work that I do is just working on creating a healthy home environment for children and is an important role in preventing obesity and also promoting just healthy lifestyles. So what I'm going to share today is just some strategies to help parents on just creating an environment that is really healthy for children. And some of the things I share today would probably really be geared for the provider on things that they can include in their education as they work with families. You know, the prevalence of obesity in children has tripled the last 30 years, and parental obesity is really a strong and reliable predictor of obesity in children. So a lot of what I do is I really work with families on just creating a healthy home environment and working just with families to realize that just their home habits make such a difference in the success and the well-being of their children. You know, young children who become overweight and obese often struggle with that disease for the rest of their lives. And preschoolers who are obese are higher risk for obesity-related comorbid conditions in adulthood. So, you know, what many have identified is that the BMI at age 6 is an excellent indicator of BMI at age 20. So working with families early and creating healthy home habits is just critical. And I think establishing healthy home habits at the earliest age possible before habits are really strongly established is so important, because once habits are established, they're often difficult to change. And it's important to work with parents, because parents really create the home environment. And I'm a big believer in family-based programs and interventions. You know, and the American Academy of Pediatrics really encourages family-based approach to educate and empower parents on their child's healthy behaviors and related to childhood obesity. And really, research recommends that parents are the primary focus of really pediatric obesity prevention and healthy and wellness interventions. Parents can encourage self-regulation, provide positive non-food-based rewards, and can model appropriate portion sizes. And parent interventions are really a great way to really impact the family. And the preschool years are really sometimes the most formative years, when parents exercise the greatest influence on their child's dietary and activity environment. It's a time period when oftentimes abundant food environment and availability can often override their internal cues of satiety, and parental use of foods to reward behaviors can often have a negative impact on the child's self-regulation. I do a lot to educate parents on just portion sizes. And a lot of times I think parents will serve children portion sizes that they would serve themselves. And I always encourage parents, look at the size of your child's fist, and you can give them a different serving of each, you know, the meat and their vegetables, and just kind of gear it towards the size of your child's fist. And of course, our fists are much bigger, so it's important not to overload our kids' plates. And then also just, you know, as working with families, that a lot of times different cultures have different acceptance and size. Sometimes I work with moms and parents that look at their child's weight status and just not obsessing over it, but let the parents be aware that they may be. A lot of times parents say, I don't worry, I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to make any changes because this child's just going to outgrow it. Well, and I never want to obsess. I look at more healthy eating, healthy lifestyles, but I encourage that the family, they work together. And in terms of the home environment, there's some important home routines that can really make a difference, especially with preschool children and with children in general. But one thing the research has found is that eating dinner regularly as a family really helps, of course, a lot of areas in terms of healthy eating, positive interactions. And I'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. Encouraging adequate nighttime sleep, limiting screen time, and also taking the television out of kids' bedrooms. And I'm going to talk about each of these in a little more detail, but these are some of the talking points that I would really discuss with parents. And just as they come in, just sort of look at how are the kids doing with their sleep, and how are they doing with screen time, and just focusing on some of these areas that really are very simple home routines that the parents can really make some positive changes that would really make an impact on their children. And the first thing I'll talk about is sleep. And, you know, adequate nighttime sleep has really been found to play an important role in preventing obesity in children and adults, with a positive dose-response relationship between total hours sleep and obesity risk. And given the relationship of sleep and obesity, it's important that childhood obesity prevention efforts include educating parents on the importance of establishing a healthy sleep routine for themselves and their children, and just working on that. And I really work with families on the importance of sleep and all the strategies that you can do to create healthy sleep hygiene with children. And that alone could be just a talk, just because there's so many things that we can do to encourage parents, you know, decrease screen time at night, to get the kids to, you know, get a healthy sleep time schedule. And a lot of times too, when kids are tired in the day, they don't do as well in school, and it just impacts so many areas of their life. So establishing healthy nighttime sleep is critical. And there's a lot that can be done. I've done a lot of work with just establishing healthy routines, healthy behaviors, and that's something that really plays an important role. And then another area that I really focus on is a healthy home food environment, from snacks and beverages. You know, parents are the gatekeepers for the food and beverage content in a home. And the majority of calories do come from snacks and food consumed in the home environment each day. And I really encourage parents to really stock their cabinets with healthy foods, and that their parents are aware of the importance of healthy foods and just healthy food choices. And a lot of research has shown is reducing the home availability of unhealthy snacks really plays an important role in preventing obesity. The availability of snacks increases a child's snack intake. The exposure to healthy snacks, fruit and vegetables at age 2 to 4, really predicts food preferences at 8 years of age. So I really encourage the parents to have a wide assortment of vegetables and fruit, easy things that they can have, and cost-effective snacks and fruit that they can have for the children. And then the children develop a liking for those foods and tend to go for that. And I also really focus on the consumption of sugar drinks, which is really associated with the parental soft drink habits and the availability at the home. So I really encourage having kids drink water, and encouraging healthy versus soft drinks and juices. The consumption of soft drinks and juices has increased in individuals over 2 years of age. And that really does play an important role in obesity development. And I always encourage parents not to have their kids drink their calories, because it doesn't fill them up. And oftentimes the sugar, of course, has all the other side effects. So just getting kids used to drinking lemon water and all that is a great thing. And just encouraging the parents to look at that. Another area that really is the promotion of family meals. It is a protective factor for obesity, because of the positive associations with healthy food intake. And I've found that, you know, frequent family meals can be established with young children, and they have so many benefits from health, nutrition, psychological, as the children grow into their adolescent years. And I've done quite a bit of research on promoting healthy family meals. And the research has shown a positive association between family meal frequency, nutritional intake, fruit and vegetable consumption among children, and an inverse association with the consumption of soft drinks and high-fat foods. So I also work with parents on just healthy foods and healthy offerings around the table, and getting the kids involved with the family meals. And probably the biggest thing is just turning off all electronics, encouraging families to actually sit together and talk. And there's so much research in that area about the positive effects. And I do really take time to encourage families to communicate around the table and develop positive communication skills. And I always encourage the table to be a place of positive family communication, and to encourage the parents that the table is not a place to correct kids, and to make it a fun, happy spot that the children enjoy being together. And I actually done a lot of work on open-ended questions. And one study I did, I actually developed a conversation jar, where this jar I had color-coded pieces of paper that we typed, and we had questions for parents to ask their preschool children, school-age children, and just an examples of open-ended questions. And that has had a lot of positive comments, and a lot of families said that really helped them just to learn how to engage in conversation. I'm a big person to encourage healthy communication and stories around the table. And some things that I found has helped is sometimes I'll I teach them like one high, one low, that kids can share one high of the day, one low of the day, something that made them happy, something that made them sad. And a lot of times that's been helpful, that parents can sort of address the area that they were upset about maybe later on. So I just encourage some strategies to help families not only eat together, but also have some positive communication together. Another area that I address is just the importance of breakfast. You know, skipping breakfast is associated with the increased rate of overweight and obesity, and also with women and also with children. So I really go through some quick strategies on how to prepare a quick, economical, and healthy breakfast for themselves and children. Another area, screen time. I really encourage, you know, a lot of times if you can just get the family to decrease screen time, their kids will be more active. You know, most children, if they're not sitting watching TV, they will be moving around. So I tend to put my focus on just decreasing screen time versus increasing activity, because I found that when you really just cut down screen time, kids normally will be active. And I encourage families to be active together. And one thing I really, really encourage parents to do is to always have a television removed from a child's bedroom. There's been so much research with that. And I'm just working on decreasing time with tablets and really limiting that. And I feel like that's made a big difference. And that's really an important aspect with just healthy development and also obesity prevention. So in summary, creating a healthy, happy home environment is so important with obesity prevention and healthy children. And again, working with the families, looking at serving size, looking at sometimes the cultural differences and size acceptance, creating healthy home routines with adequate sleep, stocking the house with healthy snacks and beverages, the importance of frequent family meals, and planning ahead, and sometimes, you know, preparing meals ahead of time. I often give them helpful resources and sites that have healthy recipes that are cost effective and also that they can, you know, involve their family with. And then I really encourage positive communication around the table and keeping a positive environment around the table. I encourage breakfast, and then I really encourage a decreased screen time as a way to decrease sedentary behavior. I think those are some strategies that you may find helpful that are very practical and really engage the parents and just creating a healthy, happy home environment.
Thanks again for joining us today, Dr. Free.
Thank you for this opportunity.